Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, equity markets are looking good today, and risk on sentiment coming back on the back of signs of bond yields coming down. And today, we've seen yields across the U.S. yield curve actually shift downward. And more importantly, 10-year yields of 2.476 are now trading slightly higher than shorter-term three-month yields, a seeming reversal of the inversion of the yield curve that spooked markets early last week. So the question now is, are things back to normal? Is the bad boogeyman of the fixed income space gone, and has that brought risk on once again? Well, I cannot answer that, but maybe my next guest can. We're joined now by Ibrahim Okobar, the Deputy CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Ostrom Asset Management, which oversees over 257 billion euros in assets under management over in Europe. Mr. Okobar, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Okobar, let's start off with this, with what's happened in the yield curve in the U.S. We're seeing signs that the yield curve is starting to normalize again, for lack of a better term, after last week's inversion. But from your experience in the fixed income space, does this mean that the coast is clear, or does the omen of a possible a recession 12 months or 2 years down the road remain regardless of the easing?
Possible recession in 12 months, I would say what historically we've seen with the inversion of a yield curve after a few months. But more importantly, what I'm looking for is in this yield curve, a 5-year maturity. Not the 3 months, 10 years, but 5, 10, 30 years. We have a steep curve. What does it mean? This means that the market is buying massively the 5 years, and this because they believe that the Fed will decrease rates. This is what the curve is telling us, and more important than the inverted yield curve, because this relation in the past, we've seen this, but there is not a causality between the inverted yield curve and recession.
All right. So now in these times, Mr. Okobar, how are you advising clients to trade their bonds? Does this mean that you're favoring some of these midterm to longer term tenors at the moment? Or are there other strategies that you're advising your clients to take when it comes to approaching the fixed income space?
I am advising a client to stay in mid-medium term, say 5, maximum 7 years, because they can get the carry and limited the downside risk in case of high yield. And this is why we are very in favor of buy and maintain a dated fund in which you have a decreased volatility over time.
We're still speaking to Mr. Ibrahim Okobar, the Chief Investment Officer of Ostrom Asset Management. And Mr. Okobar, across the channel from France, we're still seeing that there's still a lot of uncertainty going over in the UK. We're past March 29. Brexit doesn't seem to have gotten any clearer. What's your outlook on what's been going over in London and your strategy with regards to this event and how it's affecting, say, bonds in the UK and across the Eurozone?
In UK, the Pandora box is open now, and I think it's quite possible that Theresa May would make a fourth attempt in the next day, and if successful, ask all the European countries to extend the deadline to 22 of May. Otherwise, we'll have at the end of the story at in 10 days, April 12th. So in that case, what I believe that if there is a sort of a hard Brexit, we will see the sterling down, certainly seeing the Bank of England decrease rates, even though there is not that much room as the yield is at 0.725. And it's going to be not only for the UK, but also for European Union, 2 years down the road of nightmare. So it's going to be very bad for the growth on this two part. Yeah.
And finally, Mr. Okobar, could you give us your outlook for the bond market in the second quarter, particularly also looking at both developed market debt and emerging market debt? How are you perhaps weighting your exposure to both different types of debt at the moment?
Yeah, if we consider the developed market, you have, for example, in the Eurozone, we believe that the growth will be slower than initially expected end of last year. We're going to be close to 1%, where we were expecting something closer to 2%, that this push the bond yield to the negative territory. As you may know, that up to 12 years, the yield are negative. But there is some positive things that we can expect from Spain and Portugal. We are underweight Italy, so there is room on the bond and developed market. In the U.S., with our scenario, we believe that the 10-year could be go lower, close to 2%, to between 2.20 and 2.10, even though it has reverted these days. But this is the direction we believe that the yield is going to take. And in the emerging market, when we look external debt, what we see with 350 with the spread of the EMBI, it's a quite attractive valuation in an environment where the central bank are very dovish. So we would be long, but very selective, less exposed in Turkey, more in Brazil, for example.
That's Mr. Ibrahim Okobar, the Deputy CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Alstrom Asset Management, sharing with us his insights on where fixed income markets are going amidst signs of an easing yield curve that is showing starts of reverting from their previous inversion. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us and sharing with us your thoughts.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.